Explore Offshore is a multi-state coalition that's been formed by the Washington-based American Petroleum Institute. Its aim is to support the Trump administration's plan to open parts of the now protected Atlantic Ocean and eastern Gulf of Mexico.
Cooperative efforts to coexist and produce our much-needed natural product from that area can and hopefully will be done.
One member of the coalition's Florida team that's focused on the eastern Gulf is David Micah, who heads the Florida Petroleum Council. Explore Offshore is targeting state waters. The moratorium on drilling off Florida until 2022 covers federal waters.
We're going to be depending on a smart electorate here. Floridians need to recognize the difference between the state's waters and the federal waters.
One somewhat related issue is Constitution Revision Commission Amendment 6, which would ban drilling off Florida's coastline.
It'll be a question of folks supporting American energy, jobs, and national security, revenues from energy that's produced domestically. Cast in the middle of that is the genuine concern about our precious natural resources and our important tourism industry.
Micah is a longtime believer that a balance can be achieved between drilling and the military, despite the Deepwater Horizon disaster in 2010.
Certainly, folks are going to bring up Deepwater Horizon. That can't be avoided. However, lessons were learned, technologies have improved, and we're probably safer now offshore. Not probably. We are safer now offshore in the production of oil and gas than ever in the history of man.
We can't stand it if we had another oil spill that would do to us what the last one did, blacken the sugary white sands of Pensacola Beach, Destin Beach, and Tarballs as far east as Panama City Beach.
U.S. Senator Bill Nelson filed legislation earlier this year that would extend the current drilling moratorium to 2027. That would prevent Uncle Sam from opening up any new areas closer to Florida's coastline.
That area of the Gulf off of Florida is the largest testing and training area for the United States military in the world.
Speaking on the Senate floor last month, Nelson said extending the moratorium is also a matter of national defense.
Two previous secretaries of defense in Republican administrations, including Secretary Rumsfeld, have written letters that any oil-related activity in that range would be incompatible with the testing and training of the U.S. military.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke came to Tallahassee in January to announce there would be no drilling off the Florida coast. But the Trump administration's stance has not been formalized and continues to draw questions from Nelson and others.
Just recently, a bipartisan delegation, a majority of the members of the Florida delegation, signed a letter to the Department of Interior and the Department of the Defense requesting the extension of this moratorium in law.
Nelson equates the petroleum industry's new coalition with the lingering skepticism over Zinke's assurances that Florida waters are exempt. Appearing on CNBC last month, Zinke said oil and gas produced in America can also be used as a diplomatic tool.
And having the ability to supplant every drop of Iranian crude to make sure that we don't disrupt world markets. The United States has a capacity to use energy and that leverage to help on diplomacy.
The Federal Bureau of Ocean Energy Management is expected to release a draft report on the offshore proposal before the end of the year. That will kick off a second round of public hearings. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.